Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be really diving deep into how 3D printing is completely changing the game when it comes to mold making. We've got articles, case studies, the whole shebang, and honestly, even if you aren't, working in manufacturing, this stuff is relevant to ANY industry where innovation is key.
Absolutely.
And we found some stats that are just mind-blowing. Companies are cutting their production costs like by up to 70% in some cases.
It's pretty amazing how much 3D printing is changing the landscape.
Yeah, and that's
No, it's
exactly what
George, it was in my mind too.
it's not just making things faster or cheaper, but it's changing what's even possible.
Like one of the articles talked about this designer who said they felt like they'd stepped into the future the first time they held a 3D printed mold. And like that feeling of possibility is just contagious.
Absolutely. It's because it really flips the limitations of traditional mold making on their head, Like take design flexibility.
But you're suddenly not bound by those constraints of traditional machining or casting.
Great.
One of the sources was talking about this company that's creating these intricate lattice structures
Wow.
within their molds. It's mimicking the strength and efficiency that you only find in nature.
Okay.
Imagine like a bridge with the delicate complexity of a spider web
Yeah.
that was basically impossible before.
So we're not even just talking about making things faster. We're talking about making them better. But how does that actually translate into these cost savings that everybody's talking about? Like 70%, that's huge.
Well, it's this perfect storm of
Yeah.
factors. First, you eliminate the need for expensive custom-made tooling.
Okay.
And that could take weeks to produce in the past.
Right?
I remember one designer was recalling, spending the first years of their career just waiting for tooling to arrive.
Oh,
With
wow.
3D printing, that bottleneck completely vanishes.
So right there, time saved equals money saved.
Exactly. Then there's material efficiency.
Yeah.
So 3D printing is additive, it's building objects layer by layer. Traditional methods are subtractive.
Right.
You're carving away material, which creates a ton of waste.
Oh, yeah.
Studies show that 3D printing can actually reduce material waste by up to 90%,
Wow, that's incredible.
especially in industries like aerospace, where you need those really complex parts.
It's crazy to think how much material and money was just being thrown away before. It's like we were stuck in the Stone Age.
Good analogy.
And then on top of all that, there's the speed of prototyping. One of the sources actually called it a secret weapon because it allows for this rapid iteration. You go from like design to physical prototype in a matter of days.
Yeah, you can test it, tweak it, and repeat.
So instead of being paralyzed by like the fear of messing up, we
Absolutely.
can embrace experimentation, knowing that each iteration is going to be quick and relatively cheap.
Precisely. It encourages risk-taking,
Okay.
which is where those breakthroughs happen, right?
Totally.
You're not afraid to try something a little bit unconventional because the cost of failure is so much lower.
I love that. I love that. That's a great point.
And we can't forget about the impact on just how complex the designs can be.
Yeah.
Since 3D printing can handle those intricate geometries,
Right.
you can often create products with fewer components. That means easier assembly and lower overall production costs.
It's like a domino effect of saving money. But this kind of brings up a question. We've been talking about how 3D printing makes these super intricate designs possible, but doesn't all that detail make the actual printing process itself more complicated? Like, doesn't that slow things down?
It's a fair question, but it doesn't actually work out that way.
Okay.
The complexity is in the design phase, not the actual printing. Once you have that digital model finalized, the 3D printer just does its thing.
So the hard work is upfront, but the production itself gets easier.
And this is where the software side of things comes in.
Okay.
There are some really sophisticated design tools out there now, specifically for this kind of stuff. They help engineers make sure the designs are going to print correctly
Makes
and
sense.
that the final product is going to match what they have digitally flawlessly.
It sounds like this tech is pushing the limits of what we thought was possible, but gotta be real. No tech is perfect.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the challenges companies face when they actually try to use 3D printing for making molds?
It's a good point. It's good to be balanced.
Yeah.
One of the big ones is just the materials. 3D
Oh.
printing materials have gotten a lot better, but they still don't have the full range of options you get with, traditional molds.
Yeah, I've heard some people worry about how durable the 3D printing materials are and how well they hold up to heat, especially compared to like metal molds.
It really depends on what you're trying to do.
Okay.
If you need a mold that's going to be exposed to like super high temperatures or
Right.
harsh chemicals, traditional methods are probably still the better option.
Okay.
One source even compared it to trying to like build a house out of straw when you're used to using bricks.
I like that. So it's not just a one size fits all kind of thing.
Nope.
You got to pick the right tool for the job,
Exactly.
thinking about what you can do and D, the limitations.
And even when there are suitable 3D printing materials, their properties might be a little different than their traditional counterparts.
Okay.
Things like shrinkage rates or how they expand with heat can affect how accurate the final product is.
Kind of like a whole new set of things to think about
It is.
when you're designing.
Yeah, and that's where it's super important for the designers and the engineers to work together closely.
Right, to make sure it all works.
You need to understand the materials and the 3D printing process.
Makes sense. Okay, so materials are one hurdle. What about the quality of what you end up with?
Right.
Like, do 3D printed molds give you the same like smooth finish you get with traditional methods?
Surface finish is another area where 3D printing has some catching up to do. One designer was talking about the first time they held a 3D printed mold, and they said it felt more like a prototype than a finished product, you know? Sometimes you can see the layer lines, and that can make it a little rougher.
So it's not as simple as just hitting print
Right.
and you're done.
Sometimes there are a few extra steps.
Okay, like what?
You might need to sand it, polish it, maybe coat it.
To get the finish you want.
Exactly.
But those extra steps, that adds time and money,
It
right?
does. But the good news is that 3D printing technology is always improving.
Okay.
There are new printing techniques and materials coming out all the time that are supposed to give you a smoother finish right off the bat.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about cost. We've mentioned that 3D printing equipment can be expensive.
Right.
So how does that compare to the cost of like doing things the traditional way?
It's tough to say for sure.
Okay.
You have to factor in how complex the molds are, how many you need to make,
Yeah.
what your long-term goals are, all sorts of stuff.
Right.
A professional grade 3D printer will cost you a good chunk of change up front.
Yeah.
But the key is to think about the savings you'll get over time.
So look at the big picture, not just the initial price tag.
Exactly. 3D printing can really cut down on the materials you waste, and it can reduce labor costs and speed up prototyping.
All of which saves money.
Yeah, and as 3D printing becomes more common, we'll probably see those upfront costs come down too.
So you get what you pay for. Sometimes it's worth investing in the newest tech.
Absolutely.
And then there's the whole issue of integrating this new tech.
Right.
It's not like you just buy a new machine and everything magically works perfectly,
Blah.
right?
Yeah. Nope, you have to figure out how 3D printing fits in with how you're already doing things,
Yeah.
which might mean making some big changes.
And I bet there's a learning curve
Oh, definitely.
for the people running the equipment A&D for the companies trying to use this new
One
tech.
source even said it's like learning a new language. You
Wow.
got to train your team, change your processes, and be prepared for some bumps in the road.
So have a plan before you jump in.
Yeah, it's got to be strategic.
Okay, last thing.
Sure.
I know we've been talking about the nuts and bolts of using 3D printing to make molds, but isn't this tech having a much bigger impact on how we think about design and manufacturing in general?
Absolutely. People are saying this is the driving force behind a whole new industrial revolution.
A third industrial revolution.
Yeah.
And I can see why.
It gives designers and engineers so much freedom.
Right.
They can really push boundaries and try new things.
So it's not just about doing things faster and cheaper.
Right.
It's about expanding what we can even imagine making.
Exactly. One article even compared 3D printing to a magic wand.
Of a magic
Yeah,
wand.
like it takes design from being all about limitations to a world of possibilities.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
But 3D printing isn't just about physical objects, right?
Right.
I've heard it's got the potential to revolutionize all sorts of
Oh,
industries.
yeah. Healthcare is a great example.
Okay.
Being able to create medical devices and implants that are custom fit to each patient, that's really changing things.
Yeah, like imagine prosthetics that fit perfectly,
Right.
or surgical guides that are tailored to each person's body.
It's like going from a one-size-fits-all world to truly personalized medicine.
And that has to improve outcomes for patients.
It really does.
Wow, the possibilities are mind-blowing.
There are even people using 3D printing to create the scaffolding for growing tissues, which could lead to, like, regenerative medicine and personalized drug delivery.
It's like science fiction becoming reality.
It really is, and it doesn't stop there.
So healthcare is just the beginning.
Yeah, 3D printing is being used in architecture to come up with totally new building designs and in aerospace to make lightweight, high-performance parts.
Okay.
Even chefs are using it to create these intricate, edible works of art.
It's like a creative explosion everywhere you look.
It really is.
But with all this power comes responsibility, right?
Absolutely.
I think we got to talk about the potential downsides and the ethical stuff, too.
You're right. Every new technology comes with its own set of challenges and potential consequences.
So what should we be worried about with 3D printing?
Well, one of the big concerns is that jobs could be lost.
Okay.
As things become more automated.
Right.
Some jobs, especially ones that involve a lot of repetitive manual labor.
Yeah.
They could disappear.
So it's a double-edged sword.
It is.
More efficiency and productivity might mean some people lose their jobs.
It's a complicated problem. No easy answers.
Yeah.
But historically, new technologies have always created some jobs and eliminated others.
That's true.
The important thing is to adapt and evolve.
Okay.
Embrace the new opportunities and learn new skills.
So it's not about resisting change.
Right.
But about figuring out how to make it work for everybody.
Exactly.
What else? What other ethical stuff should we be thinking about?
Well, protecting intellectual property is a big one.
Okay.
3D printing makes it really easy to copy things.
Uh-huh.
So there's a risk of counterfeiting and people stealing designs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We need some solid legal frameworks and ways to protect things technologically.
It's like any powerful tool, there's always the potential for misuse.
Exactly.
We got to set clear ethical guidelines and rules to stop that from happening.
And as 3D printing becomes a bigger part of our lives,
yeah,
we're bound to run into new ethical dilemmas.
The things we haven't even thought about yet.
Right. And it's going to take all of us working together to figure those out.
So it's not enough to just get excited about the cool new tech. We have to think critically about how it's going to affect society and make sure we're using it to benefit humanity.
That's a great way to put it.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on regulation.
Okay.
Should governments be setting standards and rules? Or should the industry be allowed to regulate itself?
That's a tough one.
It is.
What do you think?
It's a tricky balance.
Yeah.
Too many regulations could stifle innovation.
Right. Slow things down.
And hurt this growing industry.
But on the other hand.
But if there's no regulation at all.
Yeah.
You could have safety problems, ethical breaches, people using the technology for bad stuff.
So we need to find that sweet spot.
Exactly.
Between letting innovation flourish and making sure things are being developed responsibly.
And that sweet spot will probably change over time.
Right, as the technology gets better and we find new ways to use it.
It's going to be an ongoing conversation between everyone involved.
But the tech people, the policymakers, the ethicists, and the public.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that regulation isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it can actually help innovation.
How so?
By making things clear, setting standards, and encouraging people to do things the right way.
So it's not about stopping progress.
Right.
It's about guiding it.
Exactly. When it's done right, regulation can make sure everyone's playing by the same rules.
Okay.
Build public trust and ultimately help beneficial technologies like 3D printing get adopted faster.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
From the amazing potential of 3D printing to the challenges and ethical stuff that comes with any new tech.
It's been a great discussion.
So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all this?
The biggest takeaway for me is that 3D printing is changing everything.
Yeah.
It's changing how we design, how we manufacture, how we interact with the world. It's a technology with so much potential for good.
Right.
But we have to be careful with it, pay attention to how we're using it.
And make sure we're using it responsibly.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks. And I think it's important to remember that this is a journey we're all on together.
Absolutely.
As 3D printing keeps evolving, it's up to all of us to make sure it's used in a way that benefits humanity. It's wild to think that this tech that seems so futuristic is actually based on like ancient ideas. You know, nature's been 3D printing forever.
Yeah.
Trees, seashells, our bones, it's all built layer by layer.
It's true.
And it's incredibly strong and efficient.
Yeah, we're kind of just catching up to nature.
Totally.
Using this tech to make things that work like the natural world.
And that brings up something we haven't really talked about yet.
What's that?
Sustainability.
Right.
We mentioned that 3D printing creates less waste than traditional manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really a greener way to make stuff?
It can be.
Okay.
But it's not quite black and white.
Okay, so like, remember that table that showed how much waste each method creates?
Yeah, yeah.
Traditional methods were like high waste, and 3D printing was low.
Right. But making the 3D printers themselves, that must have some impact, right?
Yeah.
And what about the energy it takes to run them?
Those are good points.
Yeah.
Got to think about the whole life cycle of a product.
Right, from start to finish.
From getting the raw materials to making the thing to what happens when you're done with it.
So even though 3D printing might create less waste while you're actually making something,
right,
we still need to look at the big picture.
Absolutely. We need to look at every stage.
So it's a tool we can use to be more sustainable.
Yeah.
But it's not a guarantee.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
3D printing opens up all these possibilities for using eco-friendly materials.
Oh, okay.
People are doing a ton of research into things like bio-based materials and recycled plastics, specifically for 3D printing.
So instead of using brand new resources,
yeah,
we could start using stuff that's already in a loop being reused.
Exactly.
And the good stuff doesn't stop there, right?
3D printing lets you make things on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So you only produce what you actually need when you need it.
You got it.
That means no more giant warehouses full of stuff.
Yep.
And less energy used on transporting and storing things.
It's like a chain reaction of sustainability.
Totally. And remember those lattice structures we were talking about?
Yeah.
They not only save material, but they can also make things lighter, which means we use less fuel to move them around.
That's right.
It's amazing how 3D printing is changing how we think about making stuff.
Yeah, it's pushing us to think about the environmental impact of everything we do.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the future.
Yeah.
But what's happening right now? What are the exciting things happening in the world of 3D printing today?
Oh, man, the innovation is moving so fast.
Yeah.
One area that's really cool is the development of new materials.
Okay.
With better properties, you know, stronger, more heat resistant, more durable.
So those limitations we talked about before, people are finding ways to overcome them.
They're always working on it.
That's great.
And it's not just about like inventing totally new materials.
Okay.
It's about combining the ones we already have in new ways.
Interesting.
To get the best of both worlds.
Like what?
Imagine a 3D printed mold that's got the strength of metal.
Okay.
But the flexibility of plastic.
Wow.
That was crazy.
It sounds like the future of like material science is being written in 3D printing labs.
I think you're right.
What about the printing process itself?
Right,
is there anything new coming out that could make it even faster or more accurate?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot happening.
Okay, like what?
One thing that's pretty cool is multi-material printing.
Multi-material printing? What's that?
So one printer can use different materials in the same object.
Mm.
So you can have parts that are flexible and parts that are rigid, all made in one go.
So instead of putting a bunch of pieces together,
yeah,
you could just print the whole thing as one piece.
Exactly.
That would make things so much easier.
It would, and it opens up all these new design possibilities.
And then there's 4D printing.
Yeah.
I've heard about that. That sounds insane.
It does, but it's real.
So 4D printing is like...
It's about making objects that can change their shape.
Okay.
Or their properties over time.
Like a transformer.
Kinda. They respond to things like heat or light or moisture.
Wow.
Imagine a mold that could change its shape a little bit during the molding process.
Okay.
To adjust for like shrinkage or temperature changes.
That would be incredible.
It would make manufacturing way more precise and efficient.
And then there's the fact that 3D printing is becoming more accessible, right?
Absolutely.
We talked about how expensive the equipment can be, but it seems like that's changing.
It is.
3D printers are getting cheaper and easier to use.
And that's opening up so many doors for individuals, small businesses, schools, everyone.
It's like having a mini factory right on your desk.
Exactly. And all that access is leading to a huge wave of creativity and innovation.
I love it.
People are coming up with new ideas and new ways of doing things.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It really is.
But even though there's so much potential for good,
yeah,
we can't forget about the downsides
right.
and the ethical stuff. We got to make sure we're using this technology the right way.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of 3D printing and mold making. We've learned about its history, how it's changing things, the challenges we got to face, and what it all means for the future.
It's been a fascinating journey.
If you're as interested in this stuff as we are, keep learning, keep exploring, keep the conversation going.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious and keep innovating.